This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook, accounting software designed for your farming or ranching operation. I'm Riley Smith. Congress must act to protect family farms. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
Farmers and ranchers could face higher estate taxes if Congress fails to act before the end of the year. The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act contains provisions that are set to end in 2025, many of which are beneficial to farmers and ranchers. Samantha Ayoub, an associate economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said that without congressional action, the estate tax exemption will drop to pre-2017 levels.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act doubled the estate tax exemption. So it went from anyone with a net worth greater than $5.5 million in permanent statute had to pay an estate tax to during TCJA years, it was $11 million indexed for inflation. If Congress does not renew that provision, it would automatically revert to only $5.5 million indexed for inflation starting in 2026.
Ayoub said farm and ranch families are already going through a difficult time, and cutting the estate tax exemption would only make it worse.
Families are already going through a very difficult time when they lose a loved one and are passing the farm on. And so this adds an additional burden of trying to come up to 40% of your farm's value to pay the IRS. Most of farm assets come from non-liquid assets, mainly land. So as land becomes more valuable, even when farms are facing losses, they're now being pushed above that exemption level due to rising land values.
Without additional changes to permanent tax law, farmers and ranchers are at risk.
If Congress continued to at least raise the exemption level, you know, that in permanency at the very least gets away farms having to plan for the reversal back to $5.5 million. It's really that uncertainty that comes down at the end of the day.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.